Michael, the decision by the European Court is one you've been obviously seeking for some time. So, what happens next now? The department says it's considering the outcome. There's been a debate in the Dáil. What do you think should happen next? What would you like to see happen next?
Well, the department say that they're taking legal advice, urgent legal advice, but there's no real legal advice to take. The European Court of Justice is definitive, having asserted the legal position that Ireland's Marine Casualty Investigation Board is fundamentally illegal because department officials have been on the board, which is totally contrary to the international legal framework, which is enshrined in the European directive. And it's quite straightforward. The board needs to be independent from the state. The government need to reconstitute the board completely. The chairperson who has asserted in the Oireachtas that it is independent needs to resign for misleading the Oireachtas. And we need a board that is independent so that those who are setting Ireland's framework, maritime safety framework, are not sitting on the board, because effectively what they've been doing is analysing their own work and making recommendations to themselves. And that is fundamentally incorrect. And maritime tragedies have not been investigated properly. So we need a totally independent board. And what we actually need is a complete root and branch review of our whole approach to maritime safety. I don't know why they need to seek legal advice. They need to stop wasting money and get on with it urgently.
You've been pursuing this now for something like 6 years or more. Are you satisfied with the decision?
I'm very satisfied with the decision because I have been through hell and back trying to explain to the government that our maritime safety framework is broken, totally broken, and it has been. It's a recurring culture that goes back to the time of the Whiddy Island disaster, a failure to look at our own regulatory framework, which ultimately was the reason why the Whiddy Island disaster happened, because we didn't have a proper regulatory enforcement in place. And now Europe have declared that our approach is fundamentally incorrect. So it's an incredible step forward in the right direction, not just for me and the families of those who suffered in Whiddy Island, but for every single person as we speak today who goes anywhere near the sea, of which there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, at the moment around Ireland enjoying a bit of freedom following COVID-19 near the coast, and they don't know what danger they're actually in, because we don't have a governance that is protecting them, because we've completely failed in terms of our approach to maritime safety. So to be backed up by a judgment of the European Court of Justice is an incredible day.
Obviously, that is a vindication of your views, Michael Kingston. So I take it you'll be still following this up and keeping a close eye on it.
Oh, I will be keeping a very close eye on it, and it will be seen through. It's been a long struggle, and I've met a lot of good people along the way, people like Anne-Marie O'Brien, whose brother, John O'Brien, drowned off Helvic Head in 2010 with his friend Pat Esmond, and their investigation into their how they died raised a lot of questions, and they fought tooth and nail, Anne-Marie O'Brien, to try and get something done, with the assistance of Matthew McGrath, who tried to get the Marine Casualty Investigation Board amended. We met, and then I explained to them this fundamental breach of European law, and with people like Anne-Marie O'Brien, we've had a hard struggle, and we're not the sort of people that will rest until it is sorted out, and it will be sorted out, and we will achieve a position where we have a proper safety framework in place